Welcome to Shomachshov on the Daf. We're holding and chulin Daf Ayin Zayin. The Gemara in the Edom Utbei says, Kol dover sheyesh bo refuo, ein bo mishu dar kremer. If it's a medicine, if it's something which is a medical procedure, so then there's no problem with dar kremer. There's no problem of doing omens which are osur midoraisa. How do you define something which is yesh bo refuo? So it's fascinating. The Rashbo, the Tshuva, Chilkalav Simen Taf Yud Gimel, has a Arichus Lashon over there about it, and in March speaks by Arichus like one of the Achronim. So in the end of the Tshuva, he brings that the Rambam and the Mori Nevuchim, he writes that anything we can understand, anything logical, that's something Sheyesh Bo Refuo. Anything we do not understand, that's Tovah Sheyein Bo Refuo. So the Rashbo disagrees with the Rambam. First of all, he says, what does it mean something which is logical? Because, you know, the Greek philosophers understood it, that makes it logical. If Aristo said that this is the right thing, and that makes sense, so then it's a refuah, and if not, not. So there's many things that pi teva, pi nature, is hard to explain how it works, but it's still a refuah. It's still something which is proven to work. Not everything we understand. And then he speaks about the magnet. He says, we don't really know how magnet works, but it's still, we know it works. This doesn't mean it doesn't work because we don't understand it. And he adds more. He says, according to the Rambam, what is the Abaye of Rova that said over here in the Gemara, called Dovah Sheyesh Bo Refuo Ein Bo Mishu Dar Kremer? What's their Chiddush? If the Pshat is something which is completely logical, we know. The Torah says that Ve'rapa Yirape Mikashi Edna Rishus La'Rovil Arapais. We know that a doctor can make medicine. So that's not a Chiddush. Akoch Abaye of Rova coming to tell you is something which I don't know logically it works, but I know it does work, it's still okay. So the Rashi himself, earlier in that same Tshuva, he comes and says, really, it's something very complicated. I don't really understand. What is the Gemara referring to? Kol Dovah Sheyesh Bo Refuo. So he starts by saying, one thing we know, Kodesh Baruch Hu created in this world ways for people to heal themselves. So when a person is sick, he can use that to get himself healthy. And there's things that the doctors, you know, based on nature, you can understand some things which are more zguladik, but they are things that Kodesh Baruch Hu put in nature for us to be able to use for one to become healthy. But says the Rashbo, the Yesoid is Tomim Tiyeh Hashem Elokecha, which means all the things that we have in the world, we have to do it as long as you're relying on Kodesh Baruch Hu. And if a person does with Am Yisrael, we're doing the Torah and the Mitzvahs Karoy, there will be no sickness. But if we do have sickness that comes into the world, so mutar lis'asek b'refus u'bilvad she'eliboy l'shamayim. Person is doing it l'shiv shamayim v'yedah she'amitas refuah mimenu. Everything that comes, all refuah goes to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And he has to daven to Hashem, the refuah should work. And anything which a person does in that way, that's what Abaye and Rava mean. That a person can use refuah to heal himself. As long as you rely on Kodesh Baruch Hu to come and use one of the pools of Kodesh Baruch Hu put in the world, then it's mutar. And other Rabbah says the Rashbo, if a person doesn't do that, so then it's a problem. Because one cannot be soymech al anes. He says this is the general rule for most people. Some tzaddikim gedolim, they are living in a higher sphere, in a higher dimension, where they completely rely on Kodesh Baruch Hu and they don't do any shtadlos for refuah. And he brings example to this throughout Shas. And even so, even the biggest chassidim cannot come and rely on a nes. They have to try to use dar keoil. So what comes out from the Rashbo, the definition of dar keoiri is that someone is relying on some omen and he's not involved in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. A person is not allowed to go and say, oh, I know that if this thing happens, this you do this kind of sign, this will bring you the toelis. But if a person comes and relies on Kodesh Baruch Hu, he says, I'm using one of the pools that Kodesh Baruch Hu put in the world, so then it can be something which is naturally or which is very logical and understood, or it's something which is not, which is a zgula. But it's one of the pools that Kodesh Baruch Hu put in the world. That's what it means. Kol dovah sheyesh bo refuah, ein bo mishum dar kremer. A fascinating Rashbo to come here and explain the end of Perek Revi'i on Maseches Chulin. Anyone who wants to join us, sponsor the Shomachshava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.